Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keen. Batting second. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Sullivan. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bucca. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garver. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ned Garver. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Harvey Keen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keen hits a pop-up towards first. Glynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatfield moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sullivan. Boone reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boone moves to third. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boone scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Bucca and he is safe. Mitchell steals second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is hit by the pitch. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Singh moves to second. Johnny Bucca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bucca bunts towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Del Singh moves to third. Pretty moves to second. One out. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Delsing scores. Pretty scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Keene moves to second. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan moves to third. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hegan scores. Lemon moves to second. It's Tigers, 2, Indians, 2. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon scores. Boone moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Delsing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0-for-1 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pretty strikes out. One out. Johnny Bucca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bucca is 0 for 0 in the game. Bucca takes first base on ball 4. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0 for 2 in the game. Keane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatfield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan is hit by the pitch. Hatfield moves to second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. Dropo takes first base on ball 4. Hatfield moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards short. Keane settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Del Singh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Del Singh for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Bucca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bucca is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bucca hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 2 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 2 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bucha drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Glenn. The throw to Garver covering the plate. The slide. Glenn is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 3 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon bunts towards the mound. Garver fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Art Houdeman now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Avila strikes out. 2 outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Keene fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Russ Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 3 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rosen strikes out. 1 out. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 3 in the game. Glenn is hit by the pitch. Doby moves to second. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Simpson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 6-2, Indians. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sullivan. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Bill White now pitching. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon bunts towards the mound. White juggles the ball. That's an error on White. Hegan moves to third. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Bucca and he is safe. Lemon steals second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Lemon moves to third. Boone moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Avila is walked intentionally. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to home to get Lemon. Boone moves to third. Avila moves to second. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Boone scores. Avila moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 12-2, Indians. Paul Foytak now pitching. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Glenn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 12, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Pesky pinch hits for Jerry Pretty. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Johnny Bucca. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Delsing moves to third. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Paul Foytak. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-4 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 12, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.